Let's jump now to Paul Manning. He's cast his eye over all these runners for the Everest. I'm sure he's got a winner for us. G'day, Paul.
Jimmy, how are you going, mate?
Yes, I'm really well. I'm excited about this. Obviously, the fact that the crowd's gone from 5,000 to 10,000, that's a bonus for race goers. So I guess from your point of view, are you out there on the day?
I'm not. I'm at the Oak of Double Bay, actually. I couldn't get a Guernsey. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, there you go. Limited numbers and stuff, but anyway, that's what happens. You'd be heading out there. You'd be one of the first 10 invited, Jimmy, wouldn't you?
No, not there. Not there. We will get to the run of King's Trust a little bit later on, but let's have a look at the big race itself. There was lots of talk around the fact that they were looking to go back-to-back and the opportunity there first up without a run and what Les Bridge is doing there. So and then the money has come for Nature Strip as well. How do you see the race playing out?
It's a tricky speed map because I just think Eduardo and Nature Strip look to come across from those sort of whitish barriers. Nature Strip's probably got to do a little bit of work, and I guess it all depends on Home Affairs and what Glenn Boss does there, whether he punches up and catch those two out. You don't want to be die wondering in this sort of race sort of thing. So interesting. I think they'll go a lot faster than what they did in the TJ Smith where Nature Strip won that back in April. They only ran a really slow sort of first 400 metres there, and they ran 1,800 and 1,102. So it was one of the more slowly run TJ Smith's early doors. Mm. So it just developed into a sprint home. So interesting. It just depends on how much work he has to do from that wide barrier on Nature Strip. But, yeah, the money has come for him.
Yeah. So Classic Legend out from $4 to $5. Is there a runner in the market that you think offers value, Paul?
My top pick, Jimmy, is Masked Crusader, and I think he's got it to a ridiculous price now of $9. I just think people would get shying away from him based on his second-up run when he finished beaten five lengths by Eduardo and Nature Strip on that shifty day where the rain and the drizzle came in. And I just think he's lost a few admirers, given the fact that we're expecting a fairly decent shower or thunderstorm later on the day. But it's going to be a dry day tomorrow and Saturday as well, so I don't think the track's going to be as bad as what people are thinking. I think it'll probably be a soft six, which there'll be no surface water on there like last time, and that, I think, suits Masked Crusader. Yeah. He's got a devastating turn of foot. I'm sure they left 2 to 3 lengths up their sleeves post that premier run. I just think he is the horse that'll be stalking them late.
Okay. So Masked Crusader, your option there. What about if we head down to Caulfield and we're looking at a Caulfield Cup, incentivise just getting further and further out on the back of the barrier draw, now $2.60. What are your thoughts here?
I'm thinking we'll get about 3.20 to 3.40 him on the day. I just think people will be gambling against him from that barrier, but I don't see it as too much of a problem. I think he and Holmesman are the only two leaders down there. Just bear in mind too, Jimmy, as well, there's some decent rain forecast. Like tomorrow they're going to get about 15 to 30 mils and 8 to 15 on the day on Saturday as well. So that track is going to be quite a heavy track, that. So just keep an eye on that weather forecast, though. It's looking pretty ugly down there.
Okay, so sorry, mate. If you like incentivise, be patient.
I think so. I think they'll gamble with the fact he's got to get across from barrier 20, but I see that he gets across fine and probably sits outside homes, and if not, he'll just work to the front, and then I guess, he's got to handle that heavy track. He's never been on one, but he's 4 from 4 on the soft. So, you've got to think he probably does handle it. I'm a Delphi fan, even though he hasn't got any wet form. I just think the timing and the preparation from the Freeman camp here has been superb. I think he'll just posse in behind him from the wide draw. I really like what he's doing at the moment. His splits and sectionals from his last two starts. I mean, he only just got beaten by a non-conformist two starts back in a naturalism, and he was arguably held up at a crucial stage there. So he'd be my on top selection.
Okay.
Don't forget about Monty Felia there. She's getting out to a ridiculous price. Life is a wet track. She's a Group 1 winner, and she drops 3.5 kilos from a Metrop win. So has to be considered.
All right. You've given us a few runners there, mate. We've got to fly, but enjoy the Royal Oak Hotel. I'm sure you will. It'd be hard not to be honest, and appreciate your time today, mate.
Good luck with King's Trust, mate, and all the best.